In my life, tongues has been the number one spirit building exercise that I've used. While I've been practicing engaging my spirit by using tongues, actually, it's not just practice. My spirit is praying from the heart of the Holy Spirit. It's creating a flow. There are so many positive things to engaging with tongues while I'm learning to meditate, while I'm reading the word. Basically, tongues enables us to pray without ceasing once we learn to pray in tongues from our spirit. Tongues then is a part of everything I do in my whole life. In these exercises to help build our spirit using tongues, starting small and building up is like when we exercise with weights. You don't start with hundreds of pounds. You start with 5, 10 pounds, 20 kilos. These are smaller weights that then, as you use them, then your spirit gets stronger, and then you can go on to bigger weights to build your spirit up in a different way. During these exercises, if you can use the PDF to follow your own exercises through it, or you can pause the recordings, whether audio or video, and then just go on to the next part of the exercise. So first of all, I just want to encourage you to pray in tongues for a couple of minutes. Pray in tongues out loud. And as you're praying in tongues out loud, just begin to tune out all the distractions of those things that are around you. Sometimes it helps to shut your eyes in doing this, but in doing it, just cast all your thoughts, all the burdens that you're going on around your mind onto Jesus. You may want to picture yourself doing that, but just cast all those things onto Jesus while you're praying in tongues for a couple of minutes. It's good to begin every exercise with this, just to begin to tune out and then begin to tune in. Then take 2 minutes to continue praying in tongues out loud. As you do that, just begin to activate your spiritual senses. Just begin to think of a flow coming from your spirit. It may help to picture Jesus. Actually, it may help to look at a picture of Jesus while you're doing this. This happens to be a picture that Akiana created from her experiences as heaven, and this is how I saw Jesus in heaven. And I know other people have seen him in a very similar form. It may help just to look at this as you begin to activate your spiritual senses, as you then begin to start to think about and focus about Jesus. Now, I want to encourage you just to begin to pray in tongues in your mind while, again, looking at the picture of Jesus or thinking about him, praying tongues in your mind. Now, this is different from praying in tongues out loud in that you can let the words form in your mind but not come out of your mouth. At first, you may have to practice this. Your lips may try and move. I used to bite my lip trying to stop it moving. But as you do this, you'll learn how to pray in tongues in your mind so that the flow of the spirit is still operating. That allows you to do two things at once. So continue to focus on Jesus and just close your eyes perhaps as well, and just begin to pray in tongues in your mind. So for another 2 minutes, you can pray in tongues in your mind while looking at that picture of Jesus, and then alternate praying in tongues out loud, praying in tongues in your mind. Just begin to alternate between the two so that you can switch one off, switch the other on, just so you get a flow and everything becomes natural and just part of your everyday experience of your spiritual life. Now, as you're doing that, I want to move on to the third way of praying in tongues, and this is the way that I would encourage everyone to really work at developing. Because once you've developed praying in tongues from your spirit rather than out loud through your mouth or in your mind, then you can begin to do two or three things at the same time and get a continual flow of revelation coming out of the spirit. Now, how to do this is begin to pray in tongues in your mind. Just close your eyes or think about Jesus. And then think about a fountain bubbling up, flowing from your spirit. Just think about that fountain and put your hand on your belly From your innermost being flows rivers of living water. And just feel the bubbling up. Feel tongues just bubble in your spirit. Not in your mind, not out of your mouth, but in your spirit. This will enable you to pray in tongues without ceasing, to be able to continually flow, connected with the spiritual realm, with your spirit, with the Holy Spirit. When you're doing that, again, it may help to think about Jesus while you're doing it, and learn to connect with him in the process. So he is always where we fix our eyes, where we're thinking about, so that actually from him flows revelation. Now, the next aspect of tongues is tongues and the word of God. So begin the exercise again by praying in tongues out loud and in your mind, in your spirit, just for a couple of minutes. Begin to alternate praying in tongues out loud, in your mind, in your spirit. Just get a flow, practice building up, doing those different ways of engaging. And then as you're doing that, I can just encourage you to close your eyes and begin to listen to Psalm 23. Just be praying in tongues out loud, in your mind, in your spirit, whichever is more comfortable for you right now, and then just begin to listen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now continue just praying in tongues out loud, and then start reading Psalm 23 in your mind. It's in the PDF, or you can use your own Bible or version. Just start reading Psalm 23 in your mind while praying in tongues out loud. Then after a couple of minutes, begin to read Psalm 23 out loud and pray in tongues in your mind. And then after a couple more minutes, read Psalm 23 in your mind and alternate in praying in tongues out loud and in your spirit. So that you're just practicing doing several things at the same time, but all connected to a flow of the life of God. And pray in tongues out loud or in your spirit and just read Psalm 23 in your mind. Now, as you're doing that, what I want to encourage you to do is to begin to think about Psalm 23. You may want to look at a picture or a picture. There's a picture in the PDF notes on the screen, and just picture yourself while thinking about Psalm 23 in your mind, reading it and praying in tongues out loud. Just lie down, see yourself lying down in that green pasture, enter into the picture. Now, another exercise, and this is one that you may have to practice a little bit. For a couple of minutes, just begin to pray in tongues again in your mind, then in your spirit, and start to tune into what you're praying. And then just allow what you're praying to come out of your mouth, but not in the normal heavenly tongue, but let it flow out in your mother tongue. That may be English for you, or German, or Spanish. But let it flow out from your mother tongue. So you are now speaking out in English or your mother tongue that which you are praying in your spirit, so that you're actually hearing and understanding what you're praying. So you can pray flowing, but actually understanding. Now, all these exercises are just beginning, as I say, you know, use a smaller weight to start with. So practice for a couple of minutes on each exercise, then begin to expand the time and the focus of those exercises so they become a lifestyle where your spirit is continually praying and engaging without ceasing, that you're praying in tongues while you're doing everything else. Just practice continually flowing with that. And I'd encourage you to start with a couple of minutes, but then go on to 5 minutes, practice doing the exercises for 5 minutes. And then when you can do that comfortably, then go on to 10 minutes or more and just build up your spirit in this way. Edify yourself, connect with the flow of the thoughts of God, with the flow of the words of God, with the flow of the word of God, with him, engaging with him in a meditation. Everything flows out of getting your spirit connected. You can do this constantly. And when we go on to look at meditation, this is really important as a foundation of how to do it. And as a sort of a regime that you can do in your own life, there's a list in the PDF there. You know, 5 minutes, tongues out loud, thinking or about or picturing Jesus. 5 minutes, tongues in your mind, thinking or picturing Jesus. 5 minutes, tongues any way you like, whilst reading any visual scripture, maybe John 4:13, drinking living water, Hebrews 4:16, coming to the throne of grace. Use the practice of tongues and then engaging, thinking and seeing and visualizing those things with engaging and stepping into them, so your spirit will be able to experience and engage what you're thinking about. All this is practice building that up. Now, then you can practice praying in tongues anyway whilst visualizing scripture. Every day, trying to pray in tongues in your mind whilst doing everything that you're doing, driving. If you have a job where you don't necessarily need to be thinking, you can be praying in tongues whilst doing that. One way of doing this is to recenter your thoughts and pray in tongues whilst thinking about Jesus for a minute every hour. I used to do this with setting my digital watch to an hourly chime. And then just focus, recenter your thinking, come back into connection, because we're learning to continually have a flow coming out of the spiritual realm, engaging the natural realm in my spirit so that I can continue flow in relationship with him. Remember that these are just training exercises. They're training our spirit, and they are like the scaffolding used to erect a house. We only need the scaffolding until we built the house and we live in the house. Tongues enables a lifestyle of constant communion and connection with God and the realms of heaven so that we can flow out of that realm so we can engage in that realm. My encouragement would be practice tongues as much as you can. Use it to build your spirit. And actually, while you're doing it, you will be connecting with the Holy Spirit in a way which you probably haven't done before. Be open to that flow.